we doing? First day, and some of the things that happened, I anticipate a little bit. I think as an offense, we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. Obviously, defense did a great job of getting it out. I think that's going to be one of the things that I preach to our football team about. I think it's one of the keys to victory. You know, on defense, we got to take the ball away. On offense, we can't give it away. So, but I think overall, it was a good start. We had a couple guys that exited because of cramps and those kind of things. It got a little humid out here. But it was kind of fun for me just to have our guys be in the elements, because we have to be a football team that can play in all different type of elements, whether it's rain, snow, mud, whatever it is. You know, we have to be able to rise to the occasion and go play. And sometimes when a little adversity happened, you know, we started outside, had to go in, come back out. You know, guys got to re-find themselves a little bit, and I thought we did. But I thought it was a good overall first day. Wasn't a great first day, but overall good first day. But what I'm anticipating is our guys will come out tomorrow chomping at the bit to get after it in day two. We got a long way to go. It's just a start, but I was excited about our guys' energy. And guys, again, it started yesterday with the conditioning test. I thought our guys did a great job, and then it, you know, kind of came over to the first day of practice. But we got a long way to go. But, again, I'm excited about the group, and I think they'll work their tails off.
That pace seemed pretty quick. I mean, how do you think they responded to that?
I thought they did a good job. I mean, and we wanted to even be quicker. You know, it's just kind of who we are and how we go about it. And I thought the quarterbacks handled all the different things that I kind of threw at them, you know, the first installation pretty good. And then tonight we got to go get another installation. You know, we just keep throwing all this good stuff at them, and then we got to put it together and see where we are in a few weeks.
Could you, we talked to Joe Hayden earlier today. From your perspective, how is he progressing, and when do you still believe he'll be ready for the opener?
No question. I truly believe. I know he'll be ready. He's progressed really well, and I think we're doing the right thing. You know, Joe Sheehan and our medical staff is as good as they are, and they've done a great job of getting him to this point. Obviously, I think you guys seen him run in a conditioning test, so that tells you he's very close. You know, but we're going to do the right thing and take our time, because Joe is very valuable to a football team. Yeah, he's one of the keys to us having an opportunity to win. So he'll have an opportunity, hopefully, in preseason to play. But I know for a fact that he'll be out there and get ready to play in the opening game.
Has Emmanuel Agba been switched to D-line?
We're going to try a little bit of everything. You know, we're going to put our best players out there on defense. You know, so obviously we're going to try him there. We're going to put him back at outside linebacker. We're just trying to find a lot of different combinations now that Dez is going to be down, to see if we can put our best guys out there. And if he gives us something there, then it's going to help our football team. So we're going to try anything and everything that we can to give guys opportunities to showcase their abilities and talents.
You know, it looked like Robert is really taking the lion's share of the first team. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk about your philosophy and how you're giving him most of the work?
Well, again, I think we all recognize and understand that Josh is an older quarterback. You know, he's done it for a while. So I think the younger guys need to get the lion's share. I don't think Josh needs to take a ton of reps. I mean, I think he knows how to do it, what to do. That's one of the luxuries we have, the veteran presence that he has. So we'll just keep building the other guys up and give them opportunities. But again, it's today worked out that way. Tomorrow might work out a little bit different. It's just how it goes sometime.
Hugh, Robert used the expression of playing freely and just kind of let his natural ability take over. Is that mm-hmm. a message that you give to him?
Absolutely. I think all football players got to be who they are and just play. You know, it's still a child's game, as they say. And you got to kind of play that way. It's kind of like a backyard mentality a little bit. But it's also discipline, you know, because, again, we can't turn the ball over and do things that's going to hurt our football team. But at the same time, they got to really enjoy what they're doing, just like I enjoy coaches and our coaches enjoy coaching. You know, we love what we do, and I hope our players do too.
Robert said today that he is still the same athlete physically that he was 3 years ago.
No question.
And your athletes are awesome.
Yeah.
Like that?
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does, because one of those times is going to happen, and we like to see him go get one, you know. But he is. I mean, I know people have questioned, you know, where he is physically. I don't see that. I think he's still Robert Griffin, you know, same guy that came out in 2012, but just wiser. You know, he's been through a lot of different systems and a lot of different things, and I think he's growing by leaps and bounds. But, again, we still have a ways to go, but we'll get there.
I know it was a transition for Agba going from 4-3 end to 3-4 linebacker.
Uh-huh.
What's the transition like going from 4-3 end to 3-4 end?
You know, it's still playing defensive end. The difference is, you know, you're probably closer to the tight end, which he's done some of that. So I don't think it's really huge. you know, I think the young man just wants to play. You know, at the end of the day, he's a big physical guy with a lot of gift and talent, you know, and we have some tremendous coaches, you know. So I think whatever we think his skill set will help our football team, that's what we're going to use.
Just to clarify, you didn't line him up there in the mini camp when Dez was
right, we did not. Okay. Absolutely. He played outside linebacker during that time. And we're going to play him at defensive end some and take a good look at him. I mean, again, it's this, as you guys know, this time of the year is evaluation time for all of our football teams. So now you can do some of that. Move guys around and see what's the best fit for our football team to help us win.
Just to get this out there, I mean, is there any indictment on his ability to drop?
Oh, no. Oh, I promise you that's not what it is at all. At all. You know, matter of fact, really, it might give us some flexibility that way, because he did do it all spring. That if he is playing defensive end, there's some other packages that we give Coach Ray Horton, you know, the mad scientists that come up with all this stuff, you know, where we can drop Ogbah from a lot of different places. So I'm excited about the possibility. But again, it's early, first day in camp. We're just trying to get a feel for things that he can do to help our team.
We heard quite a few guys talk about what they did last month. Terrell Pryor working out with Randy Moss, Corey Coleman throwing with Robert. Who has shown that? Is there anybody who you've noticed a difference immediately? This guy really put in a lot of work.
You know what, Aditi, I think all of our guys. I see it with all of our guys. Even though there was the turnover piece that I was, you know, not as happy about, what I saw is still a group of men who are further along than where they were when we first had them in the spring. So that's improvement, and that's what you look for. And what we have to do is just keep our head down and keep stacking good days on top of good days. You know, and when things, which they will, this is football, things sometimes won't go as right, then us as coaches, we got to corral them and get them going back on the straight and narrow. But I think our guys are further along. I think they understand the expectation every day. I think they've worked extremely hard. But we know that just give them an opportunity. You know, we want to get there as fast as we can get there to being a good football team. And we're going to keep working at it.
What have you seen from Justin Gilbert?
I see a guy that came back ready to play. I mean, he made a couple of tremendous plays and breaks on balls. But he's been, again, when I don't have to mention him, that's a good thing, right? So he's doing outstanding to me. I ran into him last night in a hallway, and he got pillows and fans and all kind of stuff. So I kind of helped him take some of that stuff up. But he's got it all so he can sleep. But he's done a good job. I'm really proud of him. I'm proud of him coming back and being ready to play and excited about what his future is here.
Do you have, this is a sign of the times, do you institute a social media policy?
Yeah, I do. And I guess, you know, that's what I was most disappointed about. Because we talk about it all the time. I just think, I don't think anything good comes on social media personally. You know, and I think the guys will be the first to tell you we've talked about that tremendously. But again, I know where the question's coming from is with Crow, but I'll be the first to tell you, like I said yesterday, I know without a question that was a true mistake.
Yeah, but it wasn't so much in relation to him.
Mm-hmm.
But
we have others?
It's unavoidable.
Is there others?
It's unavoidable. But so it was instituted before.
Yeah.
And can you clarify exactly what it is?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to take it away from them, but I think there's a way to use it for them. You know, it's not a place where you voice your personal opinion about something. I think it's a place where you build your brand if you handle it the right way. I know people, friends check in, you know, here and there with their families and loved ones and all that, and I'm not going to stop that. I think there's a way to use it in a positive way. We just don't want to use it in a negative way, and we talk about that tremendously, and obviously PBJB and his group, they've done a great job of really having our guys understand, you know, the pitfalls in this. And obviously, this was a great lesson. You know, this was a huge teaching moment for our football team. And it's very painful, but we'll all learn from it and grow from it.
Can you talk about the fact that the fans weren't able to be here in practice on your
I heard about that. And I'm, you know, again, I wish I could talk to Mother Nature and have it do differently. But, I mean, it was exciting to come out and see quite a few fans here. And, again, it was a safety issue, and I respect that. And it's really about making sure our fans are okay at the end of the day. And that's something that I know our organization is really, really important to our organization, making sure our fans have a great experience and taking care of them. So I get it. And hopefully they'll be back out here tomorrow, because we'll sure be back out here tomorrow.
Coach Terrell Watson is a player that's under the radar, to say the least. We worked with him last year in Cincinnati. Do you think it's going to surprise a lot of people?
He has the ability to. You know, again, we have some talented running backs back there. So. And he's very talented, too. So, again, it's an opportunity for him to compete and see where he fits. And we evaluate him just like we do everybody else and see where he is.
What's the issue with Greco? And do you know when he'll be back?
Oh, hopefully soon. He, again, I, you know, again, as you guys have said before, guys that have little things here and there, we're going to do everything we can to take our time. I think putting guys out here healthy and making sure guys can practice over a duration of time, I think, is important. But I think we'll be fine. I think he's just working through some things, and we'll get him back out here soon.
Hugh, Browns fans have heard from a lot of coaches in recent years. If they want a sign that things are going to be different this time, what would you suggest they offer?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I hope they come out here and see how we work. You know, I don't have anything to compare what the past has been, and I don't like to compare. I just know that this group is going to work extremely hard, and I think they're committed to doing everything that they can do to give us the best opportunity to win. And again, it's just hard work. We're going to put our head down and come out here and practice hard and then prepare hard and, again, work our process and give us the best opportunity to win. And I know that our staff and our players are going to do that, and that's pretty important to me.